Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We talked about playing hard for 60 minutes. That was the message all week, right? And so do not be a prisoner of our expectations. Enjoy the journey. We can enjoy this. We are going to get back to work tomorrow and fix all the shit we f***ed up, right? Coaches, players, right? But you need to enjoy this. Every one of us is hungry to win. But are you hungry, and I know this team is, are you hungry to do the things that winning requires? Every single day, it's about work, and we're going to restart it again. All right, here we go. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's bring it in, Brett.
Nick Sirianni, postgame in the locker room. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The message, enjoy it for a day, and then we'll get back to work and fix things. I don't know. Did you guys enjoy that for a day? I didn't know.
I mean, it was a win.
It was, and they clinched the playoff spot yesterday, which is awesome. Not that we were concerned about that.
I don't give a shit.
All right, so Kyle's making sure we realize he's not happy. I mean, no one was happy watching that. They were a Leggett drop away from...
That was crazy.
I'd say have a real chance of losing. I mean, they're going to be down with 50 seconds to go, and we got to put it on our quarterback's arm and a kicker that can't make kicks anymore. I mean, that was not a good situation.
Crazy.
It was not. Luckily, they won the game. Their defense stood up at the end. Big play by Slay. But
big play, Slay.
He made a big play. I mean, that was a big play. Unfortunately, the passing game. Is stuck in mud the right term?
Stuck in mud is fair. Stuck in mud is fair.
How do we get out of the mud? Because this mud is thick here.
I think let me just tell you how I used to do it when I watched film. Even if it was a situation where we won the game and I felt bad about the way that I played, you have to be honest. Mm. It's like, what do you call it? Tell the truth Mondays?
That's today. I mean, that's the definition of
today. Tell the truth Mondays, where you go look at the film and you say, well, yeah, you go, yeah, but you have to be, I think the quarterback has a little bit of this where he knows that he needs to play better. Look at the QBR yesterday. Bryce Young was the better quarterback.
I know.
Bryce Young, by far, was the better quarterback, QBR rating.
Way more impressive yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, just was more impressive.
I'm starting to think passer rating is a phony baloney nonsense stat. Because Hurts was, 102 yesterday? Congratulations. It should have been 150.
Yeah, that was weird to me because I saw that, the passer rating. I was like, it's deficiency in passing, I guess.
Yeah, and it's so heavily weighted on touchdown passes and no interceptions, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you throw the ball 10 times and four of them are touchdowns and you have zero picks, like, you're going to be perfect, right? Like, it's so heavily weighted. Not that it is what it is. It's a tool to use. But, like, right, I didn't look at the game yesterday and say, wow, his pass rating was 102. I saw A.J. wide open 20 yards down the field, and he doesn't see him.
It was the kind of game that, like, puts the entire thing into perspective this whole season. Hurts has been great with not turning the ball over for a while now. But this offense should be so much better. There's so much meat on the left on the bone.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It almost reminds me of the way some people have talked about the Eagles' running game in years past, right? Like, they had Miles Sanders. They had DeAndre Swift. It was good. But what if you had something different back there, and it's Saquon now? Like, I'm not saying they could get a better quarterback tomorrow. I'm just saying, like, that's the feeling you get if they had the quarterback playing
kind of like
better.
Having filet mignon and then going to Wagyu.
Yeah.
Going to that Wagyu.
If we had, if Jalen was more like Wagyu, this thing would be better.
Yeah, we had some more Wagyu.
Yeah, we don't have that. I mean, yesterday was burnt steak. I mean, that was gross. Tony and Fox Chase, what's up, Tony?
How's it going, Joe? How's it going, Hugh?
What's
First
going on,
time
man?
Caller, long time listener.
Tony, appreciate you, buddy. What are you feeling?
Well, I've got mixed emotions, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, on the one hand, you guys are absolutely right. And Hugh, I respect the shit out of you because you were in the trenches.
Come on, man.
Right in my mouth. We on the couch today, though. Tony, we on the couch today, so we're getting a little
therapy. You did tell the audience. You did say tell the truth
okay,
Monday.
Tell the truth.
Go ahead, Tony.
Tell the truth Monday. You are in the trenches. You know and understand the ebbs and flows of a game. And from a fan's perspective, yeah, we won, but it was an ugly win. And Hurts did not have his best game. But I want to be on the positive side of this. And say, you know what? The main thing is the main thing. The main thing is the main thing.
So a win is the main thing?
No. Every opportunity that Hurts gets to go out there and improve on his game, one step at a time, one throw at a time, it's just going to help him get to where he needs to be come playoff time, and God willing, with everyone healthy. Because right now, Goddard isn't in there again. I mean, you know, there's a lot of components to, and I'm not making an excuse for his performance. He sucked. He was not the elite. He was outplayed by Young, without a doubt. But with each throw, with each play, we got five more games to get this right, and I have faith that it's going to happen.
Well, Tony, I hope you're right. And you're right. Well, there are four more games now. Four left in the season to get this right. The concern is it's trending the wrong way, right? Like, we're not – like, the idea is hopefully to progress, and we got 4 weeks to progress, but statistically it's going backwards. Again, they had 83 net passing yards yesterday. When you take the number, the sack yards away from the passing yards, he dropped back 21 times. He threw 21 times, excuse me, and they had 83 passing yards with those 21 dropbacks. I mean, that's rough. I mean, like, I just don't, it's very hard to sustain offense that way, and that's why yesterday was so choppy. OG Wade is up. OG, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Well, OG, we got a win, but, you know, didn't look great.
Yeah. Now, let me open up, full disclosure. Yesterday was not a good game for Jalen in terms of what y'all want to call numbers. But if you go to OG Wade's four-point system, right, our O-line against their D-line, who won the battle, Joe?
Our O-line.
Our D-line against their O-line. Who won the battle, Joe?
Our D-line.
Who rushed the ball more effectively yesterday, Joe?
The Eagles.
Which quarterback turned the ball over the least, Joe?
That would be Jalen.
Okay. You see who won the game, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give a shit.
We got a lot to clean up. You know what I'm saying? But here's what you can't do. You can't take your issues to the media and thinking that's going to help your passing game. This team has been without – we had A.J. And Smitty. Yesterday was the fifth game we had, you know, those two together. We think that Jalen supposed to – everything – oh, open, he's open. Everything's supposed to click. But don't you have to have time in with the guys? You're in a new offense. You're running stuff that's not – obviously, Jalen Hurts was told something in the rooms. If it's not there, just don't turn the ball over. That's what we've been asking Jalen from day damn one. Don't turn the ball over. He don't turn the ball over, we win the game. You know what that leaves you? Room for improvement. Josh Allen had a terrific game yesterday. Guess what? He didn't win.
Well, he didn't win because of his defense and his
coach. No. Joe, watch this here. Watch this. In the fourth quarter, Josh Allen dirted three balls in a row that caused his team to have to punt.
But he accounted for six touchdowns yesterday.
I know that, Joe. I'm not comparing. I don't even want to think I'm comparing. What I'm trying to tell you is that when the moment is there for you to make the play, if Josh Allen make those plays instead of they losing the game and he have the six touchdowns, they win the game. So we watched him, you know, them lose their game because what he could not do. We watched the Eagles win the game because of what Jalen can do.
Joe, you have to put a stop to this.
OG, hold on. If Jalen played in the forum that Allen played yesterday, the game was in the 40s, he loses by 20. Like, OG, you put Jalen in that game yesterday in Los Angeles, and he played the way he did yesterday. The Jalen performance from yesterday, the way he played the game yesterday, and put him in the game yesterday for the Bills in Los Angeles. They lose by 20, OG. If you put Josh Allen on the Eagles yesterday, they win by 20. Like, don't you see the difference?
Let me land my plane. I'm glad you brought that
You crashed
game
it
up.
Already, OG. Comparing okay, listen, Allen to Hurts already. You brought up Josh Allen. I need us to all. No, I got it. I got to take a deep breath. I did this 5 years ago because you guys drove me here. And now we're doing it again. Okay? 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever it was, fans like OG, and it was a different quarterback then, and it wasn't OG because OG wasn't a fan of this guy. But 4 years ago, I had people call this station when I was on at night and would say, Joe, Peyton Manning had a tough fourth year. And I would say, my God, stop it. Comparing Carson Wentz to Peyton Manning is egregious. Okay? And now we're doing it in a different light. We're taking Jalen, whose team is at the bottom of the NFL in passing yards, and comparing him to the MVP favorite. Stop! Stop! The comparison right now for Jalen Hurts is middle-of-the-road quarterbacks. That's where he is right now. That's who he resides with. Let's get it out of our head that he's an MVP. Let's get it out of our head that we compare him to the best quarterbacks in the NFL because the Eagles win football games when he's on the field. Stop! He's not there. He's not there. And if he was on the Bills, they'd be worse. And if Josh Allen was here, the Eagles would be better. I don't know why we have to do this. We don't. We're smarter than this as football fans. And maybe they have coached Jalen to be less aggressive because all the turnovers early in the season. But Hugh, he's got to figure out the balance because I think he's got, if OG's right on this, and maybe he is, Hugh, we got to turn the dial a little bit. Because we've turned the, if the dial is don't turn it over, but that also means he doesn't rip it when someone's wide open, we got a problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think yesterday, and I stand by this, I think yesterday there was a conscious effort to go into the game and try to get the passing game going. And that didn't happen. So you had to revert back to, or you had to revert to what you did well. And that's run the football. I think Carolina showed a little bit more fight than anticipated. And I know that sounds crazy because we talked about all week how they were terrible and da-da-da-da-da. You can never discount anybody in the NFL.
So you're right, but did they show fight because Jalen let them stay in the game? Like the first drive of the game, AJ's wide open for what's probably a touchdown. He hits that. It's 7-0. Crowd's going crazy. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's a game at the end anymore.
Yeah, you're probably right because you let a team like that linger.
Yeah, right.
And you allowed them to get a little bit of confidence and things are different. And that's kind of what happened yesterday. But the fortunate thing for us is that it wasn't one of those things where we actually lost the game. Can you imagine what the conversation would have been if, what'd you say, Leggett caught that pass and it was money?
Yeah, and he had it. I mean, it kind of rolled to the ground and it popped out. Yeah,
well, you know what would have happened then? Our quarterback would have had to lead the drive to go down the field and retake the lead. I don't want to hear the Jalen Hurts won and Josh Allen lost. No, the Eagles won. The Bills lost. Drop the act. That's what I was talking about.
We
have to drop the act.
I can't. Like, there's just no world where he's playing in the same. He's not playing in the same world yesterday. They had 83 net passing yards. 83. The area the Eagles passing game resides right now is with the Giants, who play Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito's not an NFL player. And Daniel Jones is on a different team. He started the season. Will Levis, whose coach basically said, bleep you on the sidelines this season.
What the hell are you doing?
That's where the Eagles passing game resides right now. It's got to get better. All right, there was a moment yesterday that I thought summed up just how little the Eagles trust their passing game, their quarterback, and the whole operation right now. And it was at the end. So let's go into the moment. Hugh, they had a 4th and 8 from the 36-yard line. All right, 4th and 8, 36-yard line. There's about, a little over 2 minutes to go in the game?
Mm-hmm.
And they had an opportunity there to do, there were three choices here the way I saw it. 4th and 8, 36-yard line. They could kick the field goal, right? It's probably a 54-yarder or so?
Yeah.
And I understand why Sirianni said probably not a good idea.
Yeah, kick is struggling.
Yep. The other, obviously the choice is to punt, which he did, and they downed them. Or they could have went for it. And I argue that coaches that trust their passing game and their quarterback would throw there because there's an opportunity to make a play to end the game. Sirianni chose to punt. Here's his thought process, the way he framed it yesterday after the game on why they punted.
Nick, what did your decision on to pass up the 5-yard field?
Yeah, wind was a little bit more than people think there. We hit those two backed up punts last week against Baltimore, and we did a great job of putting them backed up. Almost got a safety. Bryce Young got out of there. I thought Bryce Young did some good things. But he ended up getting out of there. But it was more about, the wind being a little bit more than I think that was understood. I mean, out there as far as what it was, and you could feel that. And then just the success that we've had in this plus 50 punt game.
Going for it there wasn't part of the.
It was 4th and 9.
So the way he just dismissed that, I thought it was a viable strategy to go for it there and to try to end the game on offense. I mean, if you trust your passing game. Now, I think he made the right decision. I'm not criticizing Sirianni, but he didn't know when they punted Hugh they'd be able to down him at the 2-yard line, right? Like a bad bounce and the ball goes to the 20.
Yeah.
So basically, he's saying, I'll take the risk. We only pushed them back 16 yards. The ball was on the 36, so touchback goes to the 20, rather than give my quarterback a chance to win the game. I thought that was telling that they, because they, if they complete a first down, they hold the ball. If Carolina never gets it back, it's game over. Hewitt told me, obviously he doesn't trust the kicker right now, which I don't either, but it also told me he didn't want to take a chance of throwing it there.
Well, yeah, and it also tells me that coach is trying to have a feel for the game in the way that the ebb and flow of the game was going, because his quarterback wasn't really playing great at that point, so he didn't want to put any more undue pressure on him or the kicker. I'm not mad at Coach Sirianni for
that
matter.
I'm not either.
Because it's been times during the course of this year where he's probably been a little bit too confident in his kicker and his passing game, and that has not been the case. So for him to be a little conservative in that moment, I have no problem with that. And plus, again, I feel like there was a game plan. There was a solid game plan going into that game, and for whatever reason, it got derailed. And at that point, Coach just trying to get out of there with the win, and he said, hey, you know what? We're going to go back next week, and we're going to correct some of these mistakes.
Yeah, I thought it was the right call. I just it was struck, like, when I went through what he might have been thinking there, that just it's a lack of trust in the passing game. It's one of the worst defense in the NFL. You have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. 4th and 8, you complete it, the game is over. You don't give them a chance, and he chose to – I mean, he gave them the ball back on purpose instead of trying to use his quarterback and his receivers. I think it tells you everything about this passing game. Rudy is up on WIP. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Rudy. What's up, buddy?
All right, so I was talking to Kyle this as he was screening the call. This is my rant. You know, back in 2022, I gave Jalen a lot of props for what he did. He made a lot of great plays, and the credit was given where credit's due. Even in 2023, he made some good plays as well before the collapse happened. But right now, guys, this passing game is anemic, and, you know, you can definitely blame the play call to a degree, but it's this quarterback. We have a quarterback right now that can't even throw for 200 yards a game. The last time he threw for 200 yards in a game was against the Commanders. Meanwhile, I'm seeing Sam Darnold, who, by the way, OG Wade, he's also in the new system. He threw 5 touchdowns yesterday, including a hat trick to Addison, as well as 2 other touchdowns to Justin Jefferson. Meanwhile, we have one of the more premier duos, if not the best duo in football, with Brown and Smith. We have one guy who has like 4 catches for 40 yards, another guy who has like 4 catches for like 30 yards. We have a quarterback who can't throw for 200 yards. I'm sick and tired of all these comparisons to guys like Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes. You know, Kyle said it best. It's enough of saying Josh Allen lost the game. I watched that Rams-Bills game yesterday. What I saw yesterday was surgical between both of those quarterbacks, Stafford and Allen. Well, I saw and if nothing else, Josh Allen threw a touchdown pass to Mac freaking Hollins. Meanwhile, we can't even throw a touchdown pass to A.J. Brown. So, yeah, this passing game right now is anemic. Jalen needs to get his you-know-what together. I applaud A.J. Brown for calling him out. Yeah, we got the win. I'm happy. Win's a win and all that stuff. But, yeah, right now, you know, as you kind of alluded to earlier, Joe, if we're playing in the way that we play in the first quarter against Detroit, yeah, we're going to be down 17-0, and I just don't trust Jalen Hurts getting us back into that game.
Yeah, Rudy, I don't either. You mentioned the Allen thing yesterday. I mean, he brought them back. I know they lost, but if we're in that game yesterday, if it's a shootout like that, he brought them back. And I don't – the way Hurts is playing right now, Rudy, we appreciate it. I don't think Hurts could bring him back. I mean, this passing game – I don't also say it stinks, Hugh, and it shouldn't stink. That's why we're frustrated today, because there's no way a passing game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and a good line in front of it should stink.
Yeah, it was frustrating. No question about that yesterday. And I think that yesterday it just came to a head. A.J. is frustrated. He's at the point now where it's like he's just trying to figure out what he needs to do just to get involved in this passing game. And we all knew that it was coming. A.J. basically yesterday voiced what we were all thinking.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I'm not mad at him for thinking. Even the quarterback, to some degree, acknowledged the fact that the passing game isn't where it needs to be right now. And I think that it's time to fix it. You're going to have games like this. You're going to have clunkers. This was just more egregious because of everything that has been happening in the last couple of weeks. You've talked about it for the last couple of weeks, Joe, that this passing game has been anemic, but the reason why it hasn't been a bigger issue as it is today is because, thinking back on those games that the passing wasn't that great, there were certain key plays within that passing that were, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, passable. And it wasn't a big deal. But yesterday, against the team that we played against, the position that they were in, the quarterback that we faced, it just was one of those ones where you just couldn't overlook it anymore.
Well, and I think some of those games too, Hugh, like Saquon would run away in the fourth quarter for another long touchdown, and we would almost, it would almost be a little eye candy, right? Like, hey, this was kind of choppy. The passing game wasn't very good again. But there goes Saquon again. 50-yard touchdown. Eagles up 14. And we all celebrate and no one's paying attention to the details. Yesterday, they didn't get that, right? That last drive where Sirianni elected to punt, that was in other games the runaway touchdown by Saquon. He was good again yesterday, obviously. He passed Shady and he's the all-time rusher, you know, single-season Eagles history. He just didn't have that run yesterday. And it kind of led to, oh, shoot, the Panthers get the ball
that
back.
That wasn't the word, shoot. That wasn't the most Eagles fans was using.
No, I was saying a different one as Bryce Young was taking them right down the field. Like, oh, bleep. Are they really going to lose this game? Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, what's up?
So that was basically a trap game that they got out of and won. Jalen played terrible, and I'm not really sure if it's because the way the passing scheme is set up where there's too much time. The receivers are running long routes. I don't know how many guys were open, so I didn't watch the game. I was only listening. But that can't happen later on in the season. You have to have the ability to be able to throw the ball down the field. And eventually teams are going to catch up to that and not let Saquon do what he does to bail you out of a game.
Well, Jeff, I agree. I think it's already starting to happen. I mean, I just from my view yesterday, I feel like teams are almost like, the way I'm trying to frame it the best way I can. It's like they're daring him to read through the progression and hit the guy open deep. Like they're taking away all the underneath stuff and they're saying, I don't think he's going to sit through his progression. We'll let the guy off deep and dare him to throw it over our head. And by the time it all unfolds, he's taking the check down or he's running away from pressure and he doesn't even see the guy down the field.
Yeah. What I noticed, one of the things I think derailed our total game plan was the fact that Carolina ran the ball a lot. They held time of possession, in, at least in the second quarter, like two-thirds of the second quarter, they had the ball.
Hubbard's a good back. He's a tough runner.
Yeah, he's not that bad.
And they just ate up time. Overall, I think it was like 7 or 8 minutes they had over the Eagles as far as time of possession. But the bottom line is Jalen's got to get the ball out quicker. I don't care about OG Wade's 4-point system. Yeah, and mathematically it worked out for them. But the big issue is he's got to get the ball out quicker. I'm not saying he can't do it. It has to be a combination of the scheme and him and the receivers getting open. And it's got to change here pretty quick. We're not going to do what we did last year. We're too good for that.
Yeah, I agree. And Jeff, the question and the concern is, Jeff, we appreciate time's running out. I mean, we got 4 games to go to figure this out. And we don't even know down the stretch, we've debated this about Saquon, if they're even going to play that last week, right? Like if they're in it and they're trying to get the one seed,
sure. Yeah, we're going to play.
Well,
we're going to end up playing, Joe.
Trying to get this thing right?
Hey, we're trying to I don't see anywhere now with the way that everything is trending that anybody would feel comfortable not playing as much as we possibly
All right,
could.
Let me paint a quick scenario. I'm just saying because people say we have time, right?
Yes.
We could only have 3 games to figure this out. Let me paint a very quick scenario. Detroit gets the one. We're locked into the two.
Mm-hmm.
They've won the division. Saquon breaks the record in the only the next 3 games. What are they playing for the last week? If they play, that's a week the Eagles would sit players. I'm saying like we think we have a lot of time to figure this out. It might only
be. So technically you're talking about we probably only got 3 games to figure this out.
We could only have 3 games figured out.
I feel like as bad as it looked yesterday, and follow me now, people, because we're on the couch right now. As bad as it looked yesterday, it's not that bad. I think that part of it is because no matter how you try to prepare for your opponent, sometimes it's hard to get past the fact that maybe you just don't think that they're that good. And you try to guard against that. Like we all, as players, former players, we all try to guard against that. Mm. We all try to guard against that. Oh, man, look at it. Dave Spadaro asked me yesterday. On air, how many people can I name on their offense? Was only able to name really two deep people that played on their defense. But yesterday they played well. They played well to a certain extent.
Or did we play bad?
And you know, you talk about the receivers out there. They had their moments. So it was one of those things where, hey, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Yeah, and they still won, which obviously is a huge thing, but it's just the way it looked. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll take a little deep breath here. Merrill Reese will join us next. His thoughts after calling the win over Carolina, and then all your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for your reaction to the win, the pass game. Do you place the blame on Jalen Hurts? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.